This room centers around two key pieces, the dining table and the sideboard. Both were essential, not just for meals, but for storing tableware, silverware, tablecloths, and napkins. The sideboard, designed in the Art Nouveau style, was produced by the Luther factory in the early 20th century. Today, there's a round table in the center, but originally, Wilder's dining room had a rectangular table, surrounded by four simple tonet, or otherwise known as Vienna chairs. In the corner, you'll see an ottoman restored by Cornelius Damm. It was also made by the Luther factory, and was likely used by Auguste Landberg as a couch when visiting her brother. In the 1920s, Oriental patterns were especially fashionable, seen in ottomans and carpets alike, as a part of wider trends in interior decoration. The sewing machine belonged to Wilder's mother-in-law, and originally stood in her own room. The large stove in the corner dates from the late 19th century. Its cornice was once brightly painted with green leaves and yellow acorns. However, unfortunately, during the shooting of a film in the early 1990s, a film crew accidentally painted parts of it gold. The ceiling light, with its adjustable height and original fabric shreds, is an original feature of the room.